Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of ADHD. Ever feel like your brain's on a constant high-speed internet connection, bouncing between thoughts faster than a caffeinated squirrel? That's us ADHD folks in a nutshell. But today, we're taking it up a notch, focusing on something crucial for all of us, even if you don't have that beautiful neurodiversity. Communication skills. Because let's be real, relationships are the lifeblood of our existence, right? From crushing it at work to navigating those messy love affairs, or just chilling with your buddies, clear and effective communication is your secret weapon. And guess what? It's a skill you can absolutely master, even with that ADHD brain juicing constantly. So, buckle up, my friends, because today we're diving deep into 5 actionable strategies to level up your communication game and build stronger, more fulfilling connections. First things first, active listening. It's not just about hearing words. It's about truly understanding the message behind them. Think of it like being a detective for emotions, trying to decipher what's really going on beneath the surface. Ask questions. Summarize what you've heard to make sure you're on the same page, and avoid interrupting. Yes, even when you have that brilliant retort brewing in your mind. Remember, showing genuine interest in others is a superpower. Second up, clear and concise communication. No beating around the bush, folks. ADHD brains are wired for creativity and spontaneity, which is awesome, but sometimes we get lost in the weeds. Practice expressing your thoughts directly, using simple language, and avoiding unnecessary jargon. You know that feeling when someone rambles on and on, leaving you completely clueless? Don't be that person. Get to the point, make it snappy, and let people absorb what you've got to say. Third, manage those emotional fireworks. We all have them, right? But in communication, especially with loved ones, learning to regulate those emotions is crucial. Take a deep breath before reacting, try to understand your triggers, and practice expressing your feelings calmly and respectfully. Imagine it like defusing a bomb. You don't want things to explode. Fourth, embrace nonverbal cues. Body language speaks volumes, people. Eye contact, posture, facial expressions, they all contribute to how your message is received. Pay attention to these cues in others, too, because they can reveal a lot about their true feelings. It's like having a secret code that unlocks deeper understanding. And finally, the magic of empathy. Put yourself in other people's shoes. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Active listening is key here. Really try to understand their point of view and validate their feelings. Remember, empathy isn't about agreeing with someone, it's about connecting on a human level. Let me tell you a story that perfectly illustrates these points. A few years back, I was working on a project with a colleague who was notoriously bad at communicating. He'd shoot off emails filled with jargon, never responded to my questions, and generally made the whole process incredibly frustrating. But then, one day, I decided to try something different. Instead of getting sucked into his communication chaos, I took a deep breath, practiced active listening, and tried to understand where he was coming from. Turns out, he was under immense pressure and felt overwhelmed. By showing empathy and offering support, I managed to turn that frustrating situation around. We started communicating more effectively, the project went smoothly, and we even became good friends. So there you have it. 5 powerful strategies to level up your communication skills and build stronger relationships. Remember, clear communication isn't just about talking, it's about truly connecting with others. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to step outside of our comfort zones. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to communication? Share your thoughts, questions, and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to ADHD Focus, Concentration and Calm so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with practical tips and strategies for navigating life with ADHD. And if you found this episode helpful, please spread the word by sharing it with your friends and family. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.